AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is stepping in as acting attorney general. Though sources tell AP the president's considering EPA Chief Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. Change at the Pentagon, too. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked Army Chief of Staff General Randy George to step down. In the Middle East, Iran fired more missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab states Thursday after President Trump again claimed in his address to the nation that the threat from the country has nearly been eliminated. John Gambrell reports Iran maintains a chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil and natural gas usually flows.
We don't know if Trump is going to be willing to use force and ground troops to reopen the strait. Right now, energy shipments are disrupted around the world, and we've seen Brent crude, that benchmark oil price, spike by about 5% in the immediate aftermath of the speech. That shows markets are concerned that this war is going to drag on.
Despite oil prices, Wall Street closed with a weekly gain. The S&P finished the day up about 0.1%, the Nasdaq 0.2%, though the Dow fell. And Gethin Kulbar reports if you're looking for really good seats for the World Cup, it's going to cost you.
FIFA raised its top ticket price for the World Cup final to $10,990 during the glitch-hampered reopening of sales after the 48-team field for this year's tournament was finalized. The price had been $8,680 when FIFA sold tickets after the tournament draw in December. I'm Gethin Kulbar.
This is AP News. A growing number of Americans are unretiring.
After ending careers that spanned decades, they're returning to work. Barbara Barada retired as a pediatric nurse in 2018, but a few years later, she started working as a dog walker.
When you retire and you don't have someplace to go, it's very easy to sit home and not do anything. So I decided I'd make a little extra money and I would keep physically active.
74-year-old Stu Goldberg drives an Uber.
Ongoing financial needs is what keeps you going. And I'm always looking for something that could be more of a windfall, but I haven't found it yet.
Carly Roskowski with AARP's.
Concept of retirement for most people as like a cliff or a day they're working towards really isn't a reality for most.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.